My name's Jacob. I'm here today with Carlo, and I'm going to be telling him a story about an experience that I had while I was studying abroad in Australia.
So yeah, tell me more about what experience you had went down there.
Okay, so it was the last week of my study abroad experience in Australia, and my family had come to stay with me for the last week that we were going to be there so that we could all be together. And one day we were in Circular Quay, which is in like the heart of downtown Sydney, and we got on a public transportation bus to take us to our Airbnb, which is in Maroubra Beach, which is a few miles away. And while we were on the bus, we met this man, and he was a native Australian. So, you know, had very dark complexion, very heavy accent, and he just sort of started talking to us. And he was a really interesting guy, and his story was basically that he had been taken away from his family when he was 6 or 7 years old. And it was just really, it was tough to hear all the things that he had experienced in his life. And just, you know, what a tough life he had had. And
What was like the most impactful experience that he told you?
So his name that he was born with was different. When he had been forced into school, it was like sort of like an assimilation school where they would teach you how to be like a civilized, like first world person from the standpoint of European culture. And so it was very colonialist. And so he had been taken from his family at 6 years old and forced to go to this school. And they gave him like a new name, like a civilized name, and like a whole new identity so that he could sort of be like implemented into European culture. Yeah, European style of society. They sort of, from what I gathered, they looked at these people as like sort of like dirty and like uncivilized.
Imperfect.
Yeah, exactly. And it was really sad to hear, because just I was here in this, you know, beautiful country having the time of my life, and just I wasn't worried about a thing. And here was this guy, you know, it was probably like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He was heavily intoxicated. And he was just telling us a story about like all the tragedies that he had faced in his life. And it just really made me reflect on how fortunate and how grateful I am that I've never had to experience things like that in my life. You know, like I wasn't taken away from my family. You know, I wasn't forced to go to a school where they stripped me of my name, of my identity, of my culture, and brought up in a society that was completely alien to me, and faced, you know, who knows what kinds of discrimination. But it was really harrowing to listen to. And, you know, my whole family was with me, and we all just sort of got a lesson in gratefulness and humility. But yeah, that's pretty much my story.
You think that having been like with your family at that time like added or took something away from the experience itself? Do you think that if you like were on your own, you would still have like stopped and listened to a story, or what you think about that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if it would have had the same impact on me if I had not been with my family at the time. I want to say it wouldn't, because it was just, he was talking about how he didn't even have a family anymore, and because they were there with me, it mm-hmm. it made it that much more significant to me, you know, knowing that they were with me. So yeah, I think that's all I have. Thank you for listening to my story.